Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Daphne, you're the only one on the block who never has any fire ant mounds. How come?
Over and Out Advanced kills fire ant mounds in 15 minutes. No fire ants for me.
Unbelievable.
And it keeps working for 6 months, guaranteed. No fire ants in my yard.
Unbelievable.
Plus, Over and Out Advanced is easy to use and starts working fast. No fire ants.
Unbelievable.
Believe it and start using Over and Out Advanced.
I do believe it. Over and Out it is.
Over and Out Advanced. The unbelievable results you can believe in.
Blog Talk Radio.
I did my best, but I guess my best wasn't good enough. 'Cause here we are back where we were before. Seems nothing ever changes. We're back to being strangers, wondering if we ought to stay or head on out the door. Just one. Why can't we get our bells in hand?
You're now tuned into the most powerful show for truth anywhere on the face of planet Earth. You're tuned into the voice of an entire nation. This is the Star and Crescent Report. As always, we open up in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is none other than Master Farad Muhammad, the Almighty, All-Wise, True and Living God, Allah, who has come to us and granted us the greatest mercy and reminder and blessing that can be given to any people at any time, at any place, in the personage of the last and most surely the greatest of the apostles, prophets, and messengers of God to ever live. We speak about none other than our leader, teacher, and guide for these final days of judgment, the most holy and humble, Elijah Muhammad. And we greet all of our listening and viewing audiences with the greetings of peace, love, and paradise in the original language of Arabic, which means peace be unto you. We say to you all in both their names with love, As-salamu alaykum. For those of you who may be wishing to take a part of this conversation that we're talking on, you can call in at 347-989-0855. That's 347-989-0855. Or you can hit us up with a message at Hiram1555@yahoo.com. That's Hiram1555@yahoo.com. As always, we'd like to thank you for giving us another hour of your day and another day of your time. We'd like to thank the thousands of you who listen live from around the globe and the thousands of you who will listen live and download us shortly, because I did not know that there is a delay in some people listening to the show. They listen live, but there's a delay in some of their streamers, so they may listen a little bit 10, 15 minutes after the show starts. So I wanted to give a shout out to you too and those who will listen to us later from the download feed from all of our affiliate sites, be it Hiram1555.tumblr.com, Twitter.com/Hiram1555, Facebook.com/Hiram1555, BlogTalkRadio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly TrumpetOfTruth.wordpress.com, and also formerly SalamJournal.com and SalamJournal.org, which is now the Hiram1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. Again, my beloved family, I say unto you all, As-salamu alaykum, and welcome to another edition of the most powerful show for truth anywhere on the face of planet Earth. This is the voice, giving voice to the voiceless. And it is that light of truth that is shining in a dark era of man. This is the Star and Crescent Report. Our show today is titled America's Last Dance Before Midnight, Part 2. Brothers and sisters, I was reading the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's teachings, and he was talking about the days of Allah and the destruction that would come in the days of Allah, because Allah would manifest himself and show to this white man and show to the black man who is mentally dead to the time that he is present, that he cannot be overcome, and even though there would be violence, even though that there would be wars, economic collapse, famine, and all types of things, Muhammad says, if you are a member of the Aboriginal people, especially those who are the lost and now found members of that Aboriginal God tribe by the name of Shabazz, meaning you so-called American Negroes, he said, this is a time to be happy. This is a time to smile. This is a time for joy, because in the church you've waited forever. You wanted God to send those saints to come marching in. You wanted to be in that number. And God has counted you worthy, because the saints of God are now marching in, and they're wreaking havoc upon the nation, that wreaked havoc upon you and your people and the continent of the original people. So as I was looking at that, I said, there's something very interesting in that. In this, what makes it so interesting is that even with the killings, the murders, the violence, the hunger, the pestilence, the wars, the destabilization by America and NATO, the threat of war, the build-up for war, Muhammad said, these are days to be happy about. These are days to pray for. Because it is your salvation. I know sometimes we get overwhelmed with our personal problems. But look, how else can God bring about these things, especially to people in our family and our friends who would not take heed to his word and they would not give him a second thought? Remember, as a father, if a father loves his child and the child is constantly ignoring the guidance of the father and the child is constantly bumping up against his father's authority, then the father must take disciplinary action lest the child get out of hand and become a ruined child. So God now is meting out justice and judgment to everyone. As Brother Rashid and I were talking a few nights ago, we were talking about this very situation, and he and I, we were so happy and ecstatic about the economic collapse of America. We were so happy and ecstatic about the build-up of war, and we're like children in a candy store, and Rashid, brother, what you think about this? And I'm like, well, brother, I believe this is going to happen here. But what do you think? I'm back at him. But what do you think about this? So we're going back and forth with each other. We're so happy at all of the signs that we see because we know Elijah Muhammad pointed out these signs, and if we know that these signs are coming or underway, then we know what to look for next. So we're like children in the kitchen. So it's hard not to have this wisdom and not be happy at what you see taking place. To be a man that's always angry and mad and God is present is to be a man of ignorance and not realizing the time. All of these things that are going on, all of these things that are taking place, is for the benefit for the whole, not just one or two people, but for the whole of the American so-called Negroes who have been held captive for 400 years. Even I, said the Lord, will go after them. And when I find them, what he said, what was he going to do? Talk back to me. He was going to free them, right? And then he was going to judge the people who ill-entreated them for 400 years. But one of the most beautiful things that you should understand is, as God is judging the land of America, the people of America, and those who have fornicated and continues to fornicate with the great harlot, the Bible gives us a promise in there. After God does all of these things and we start leaving the land which held us captive, the book says, they shall not come out empty-handed. So, for all of the blood, all of the sweat, all of the tears, all of the sacrifice, all of the wars that you partook in, with no apparent benefit for you and your own kind, all of the brain power and the labor that you gave on the altar of sacrifice, you will be paid back, black man and black woman. So when you hear about Harry Dent, when you hear about Bill, I forget his last name, at JMS Mindset, Bill Holter, when you hear about Gerald Salente, when you hear about Peter Schiff, Jim Rogers, and all of these others, financial prognosticators and investors, and they're telling you that something imminent is about to take place of the greatest magnitude that will reshape the entire monetary and political world order, you should be happy. When they're telling their brethren, run out of dollars, run out of euros, and run into gold and silver and copper and tangible assets, this should make your heart feel good. Because the promise of God to Abram was that when we leave here, we would not leave empty-handed. So the gold and the silver and the copper and all of the precious metals and tangible assets becomes the property of the slaves. I want to talk to you for a minute. If you go into the Bible and you read whenever God gives an order to kings like David and Solomon and all of them, when they go into battle, go into war, God tells them, kill everything. Everything. From the lame to the elderly, from the sick to the healthy, from the ants to the goat, from the goats to the trees, burn and kill everything. And after you have done that, let nothing come out of there except, there's an exception to the rule now. What is that exception? Except all of the gold and the silver and the precious metals, bring those out into the storehouse of God. This is your Bible. This is what's in the book. So the people are not allowed to escape. The system itself is not allowed to endure. The educational system is destroyed. Matter of fact, one of the main things they teach you in higher education, especially as you go into high school, in civics and in history and in all of these things, they teach you that whenever a civilization is ransacked and is being prepared for destruction, one of the first moves that the approaching army does is to ransack and destroy the libraries. This is so that you won't pattern after them, so that you won't get a clear history of the evil and wicked practices that they practiced back then. So the same is going on today. If you don't believe it, why are they underfunding America's library? Why are they underfunding America's educational system? Why are the teachers walking out in Chicago? Why are the teachers walking out in Minnesota? We see the destruction of America's educational system on full display. Because she's being ransacked by the saints of God. What did Elijah Muhammad teach us? After me comes God and the executioners. So we're seeing God and his executioners execute judgment on the ungodly. So that the godly, in the midst of the ungodly, will receive justice. America's Last Dance Before Midnight, Part 2. It's a beautiful time to be a follower of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We go back to something. In the Bible, when they ransacked the land and they took them, God would tell them to put them in the storehouse of the Lord. Talking about the silver, the gold, the copper, and all of these precious jewels and minerals and all. And then he would tell them, especially if the people had been in bondage, the people whom he had come to deliver, of the people had been the downtrodden, he would tell them, take this gold and silver, take this out of the storehouse of the Lord and provide for these people. And be just in meeting this stuff out to them. Well, if God is powerful enough to do it yesterday, you telling me that same God is lacking in power to do it today and be just about it? So if there's a pattern going on, the pattern don't stop because it gets to the so-called Negro. And as a matter of fact, the pattern intensifies because the so-called American Negro are the ones whom God has chosen above all others. Because we are the ones in the muck and the mire. We are the ones, the head, the tail and not the head. We are the burden bearers of American society. So if there's a just God, and it is, and he has all power, and he does. And he keeps his word, and he will, and is. Then as it was done then, so shall it be done today. This is America's last dance before midnight. Can't you see? The scriptures bear this witness. And so when you see Jim Rogers and Salente talking about rush out of the dollar into precious metals, smile and say, yeah, buy all of the gold and silver that you can. Because eventually, the divine working out will be in my favor. You understand? So all of this is tied to Elijah Muhammad's teaching. This is the messenger of God teaching. I heard one brother say, these aren't the messenger's teachings. These are Master Farad Muhammad's. That lets me know that he didn't understand what he was saying. He didn't understand it. Because Muhammad says, leave my teachings as it is. Do not add to my teachings. They don't realize that once the first, that God of this new world steps on the scene and he makes for himself a second self, that second self becomes the heir to the throne of God. to carry out the works that God had given him authority to do. So he gives him a teaching, and they are no longer just God's teaching. They become Elijah Muhammad's teaching, because Elijah Muhammad becomes the embodiment of the God. They don't understand these things. They just talk because it sounds good. But at the end of the day, they're really not saying nothing. I want to point these things out because most people have no idea. We're in the midst of an economic collapse globally. They said global trade has dropped to less than zero, talking about on the Baltic Dry Index. You remember, I believe it was last month. Well, let's go back to January for a minute. January, I played a clip, and they were saying that it was the worst that they had seen in the international trade. Then in February, I played some more clips, and they said that this was the worst on history, in history, since they've kept numbers. And then at the middle or end part of February, I played it where they said that it was even worse than what they were talking about. And now I read something a few days ago and did an article on it. They said it's worse than ever thought or expected. What did Elijah Muhammad say? He goes to work to break their power, right, over you. And how does he go to work to break their power and authority? He goes to work and break their trade. This is going on now. Isn't that what Messenger Muhammad teaches us? Isn't that what we're living in real time right now? So when you see the Baltic Dry Index fall, when you see the shipping containers and the ships empty, or the ships being set out in the middle of the water and not allowed to go to port, when you see the commerce between nations come to a standstill, don't you fret, don't you cry, don't you feel sorry. This is to break the white man's power, not just in America, but universally, and bring him to his knees. He knows it. And I'm going to play a couple clips, but I'm going to go back a little bit to refresh your memory from part one. And remember that Muhammad teaches us that it is the Asiatic nation who are the ones laying America low. They focus their gun, and I'm paraphrasing, on America, right? This is what he says. He said, I'm not biting my tongue on this. America knows what I'm saying to be true. They have focused their guns on America to lay her low. They're not going to allow her another chance. They're laying her low. Now, if it was just, as I said before on one show, if it was just military, America probably didn't have nothing to fear, because she has just a fierce or even more fierce military. And she has an appetite to shed blood, an insatiable one. So this must be, these guns Muhammad is talking about must point to a combination of things, politically, militarily, and economically combined to shoot at America to bring her to her knees. There were articles a few days ago saying that Russia and China are building up their gold reserves. Russia and China have come to the point where they have enough gold now to detach themselves from the dollar and to bring the dollar to its knees. And other nations have been doing it on a smaller scale, which hadn't made much news. And as I played on, what was it, two shows ago with Rob Kirby, he said nations are dumping trillions of dollars in U.S. government-issued debt or bonds or treasuries or whatever you want to call them. And it's barely making a peep in the Western news. But Muhammad says they're about ready to strike. And America knows this to be true. Hence the pivot to Europe. Hence the pivot and the double down in the Middle East. Hence the pivot to Asia. Isn't that something? So she's trying to blunt what God had put in motion. Don't you think for one minute America's eyes is just on Syria? Don't you think for one minute America's eyes is just on China? Don't you think for one minute America's eyes are just on Russia? As Muhammad says, Russia watches America. But America is watching God, because she knows in the book of Daniel about that fat beast that the whole world was scared of. That's America. That God would get after that one first. So America wants to watch God because of the time. Isn't it a beautiful time to be a follower of Honorable Elijah Muhammad? Smile, brothers and sisters. You know it is. Let's go to this thing. I want you to see how the whole geopolitical and economic situation, the political environment, is switching up at breakneck speed to bear witness to the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Listen closely to this and smile as you listen.
That is legitimate.
So how does the yuan-based gold price fix in April change anything? Will this change anything for precious metals?
No, not immediately. But at the same time, I'm firmly of the belief that China, and along with China, Russia, are already planning to resurrect a gold standard-based economy once the Western-based system collapses. And to that respect, both China and Russia have been accumulating massive reserves of gold, both openly and in a clandestine manner. But the point here is that we can't see any official move from the East to back currencies with gold or talk about resurrecting a gold standard until the transition from the U.S. dollar to reserve currency to the renminbi as reserve currency is completed. And the reason why we can't see any gold backing prior to that point is if there was ever a scenario where the marketplace was given a choice between a worthless paper, unbacked U.S. dollar and a gold-backed renminbi, we would see the greatest financial stampede in history out of worthless U.S. paper and into the valuable renminbi. So we could never see China officially back its currency with gold before the transition to the renminbi is complete. And of course, the transition is mostly complete now, so we don't have to wait too much longer, but it still has to be fully complete, and only then will China feel economically safe enough to begin to work on an honest money standard and some form of gold backing for its own currency.
So once this occurs and their currency is backed by gold, the dollar is at that point kind of worthless.
Well, this should be no surprise to anyone since we've already had the bankers engaging in musing for several years now about what would be an alternative reserve currency, quote unquote. And of course, the trial balloon that they continually toss out again and again are the so-called SDRs of the International Monetary Fund, their special drawing rights.
Right.
And what makes this so hilarious is that this isn't even a currency. You know, this is just a essentially, you know, line of credit that is offered by a institution of dubious legitimacy, and we're talking about making this an international currency for commerce. The U.S. dollar, of course, is a fiat currency, and in that respect, it's fundamentally worthless, like all fiat currencies. Then we have the evolution from that of the euro, which is a currency which isn't even based directly on any particular economy, but it just represents a zone in some nebulous fashion. So that was another sort of level of surreality in our devolution of these currencies. And then, of course, we have the latest trial balloon, which is these SDRs, which totally, you know, blurs the meaning of the word currency completely into something that's totally nebulous. It's just a number in an account, you know, and that's all that a currency has to be anymore. And, of course, as our governments race to ban cash, you know, this makes this whole system even more surreal. You know, everything is just going to be numbers in a computer file, and they're going to call it a currency, or they're going to call it whatever they want to call it. But it's just, if the Western bankers have their way, a totally surreal system with no reference points to reality of any kind.
See, Walt Disney World, lies, deceit, illusion. This is what the system is about. Now, I want to take time out and thank the brother. You know who you are for texting me and letting me know that they're messing with my mic. It's not anything wrong with my end. This is Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for that. Also, now, let's go back to something he said. A couple key words stood out to me as he was talking about Russian gold, Russia and China getting gold, and their transitioning. He said he used two good words, transitioning or transition and clandestine. He's talking about them. He said, well, they're openly acquiring gold, and they're clandestinely doing it, okay? So what we'll do, we'll go to Merriam-Webster's dictionary because we want to understand what these words mean. And then they add so much oomph to the meaning of what Elijah Muhammad has taught us and is teaching us on the situation that we see now at hand. So the word clandestine or clandestine means done in a private place or way, done secretly, under the radar. So we know that China and Russia are both openly buying and accumulating gold and silver at breakneck speed, and so are all of the BRICS nations, right? And this is happening as NATO nations are being forced to sell gold at record pace. Now, this means that under the cover of darkness, China and Russia and their affiliate nations are acquiring just as much or more gold and silver and precious metals covertly or behind closed doors. Isn't that something? Why are they doing this? Why are they doing this? He used another word, transition. Let's go to the dictionary on transition, and we'll see why they're doing this. The word transition means a change from one state or condition to another, passage from one state, stage, subject, or place to another, a movement, development, or evolution from one form, stage, or style to another. Now, son, what does the word a transition mean? It's to move from one point to another. That means to change. Right? What did the Honorable Elijah Muhammad say to us? We are living in the change or transition of worlds. Right? And the East will play a particular part in doing this. Because God has risen up the East to lay the West low. Elijah Muhammad is very beautiful, and his teachings are mighty powerful when you really understand them. We go to Theology of Time. Muhammad says, the time that we are now, that we're living in now, is the judgment of white folks. Listen to what he said. He said white folks. So he's not just talking about America. He's talking about white people generally, but America specifically, because she's number one. He says, the time that we are living in now is the judgment of white folks, and America is number one. God has made the whole world turn against America in order to destroy her. So all of these clandestine, these covert moves being made by other nations politically and geopolitically, and how they are forming alliances economically and politically, all of this is being done under the order of God in person. He is the one who is driving these affairs. So we go from there and we go back to Fall of America. I believe it's chapter 49. Follow with me, brothers and sisters, because as it comes to me, that's where we go to. Yeah, 49, chapter 49, 204. Muhammad says, and the Bible warns America. Remember, this is what we've been talking about. We've been teaching out of the Bible. And the Bible warns America of what happened before her. Ancient Babylon enjoyed a full ruling position at her time. But King Darius came against her at the time of her full enjoyment of wealth, drunkenness, and her laughing at the slaves that she had made of Israel. Stop right there. What does Obama say? Anyone who thinks America's economy is bad is peddling fiction. What did he say when concerning Russia before Russia shocked the world with their advanced weaponry? Russia is just a regional power. No power can challenge America. We have been, is, and will be for the foreseeable future the most powerful fighting force on earth. Then that quickly changed from Russia being a regional power to being the most second powerful nation on earth. See, the arrogance of the empire, they are drunk on what they used to be, the things that they used to have, the power and the influence that they used to command. The same as ancient Babylon. But remember, King Darius came against her at the time of her full enjoyment of wealth and drunkenness. And most importantly, listen to this part. And her laughing at the slaves that she had made of Israel. Isn't that what they do with us? They mock us. They laugh at us. They kill us openly. Then mock you and spit in your face by not indicting killer cops. Because this is society, that they are, the fabric of American society is against you and I. They mock you. They laugh at you. They're spitting in your face with the conduct of their mayors and their politicians and everyone. This is Bible. What else could you expect? Because everything that you've read, written of ancient Egypt and Babylon and all of these places, Sodom and Gomorrah, is only a small look into America and her contempt for you and I, and God's coming in person to remove her grip over you and to set you in heaven at once. All of those things were a precursor to what you see today. They were just a little glimpse of what to expect today. Because, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us, and both Bible and Holy Quran bears us witness, that we are the apple of God's eye. And we are God's choice to be the rulers and pillars of a new earth. And certainly those who had made us nothing but dust in the old world to be trampled upon does not want any value being bestowed upon those whom they rendered as dust and meaningless particles underneath their feet. But as I said before, as that first God in the beginning created a heaven and a earth out of nothing, so will this God, under the name of Master Farad Muhammad, create something out of nothing. He'll take that particle, that dust, underneath this civilization's feet. And he'll breathe into it his inspiration. And you'll become a living, breathing nation of righteousness. This is America's last dance before midnight. You better recognize it. So Muhammad goes further and he says, pay close attention and follow along with me, brothers and sisters. If you need a page number, it's 204. He says, but King Darius came against her at the time of her full enjoyment of wealth, drunkenness, and her laughing at the slaves that she had made of Israel. King Darius came with his army and overcame the sleeping guards who were sleeping on the security of their life. The Bible prophesies that the enemy will say, come, let us go up and destroy her whose city is not fenced in. And they will come from afar. They may come at noonday, or they may come at the rising in the morning, or in the afternoon. But nevertheless, they will come at a time that you thought not. How are they coming? They're coming economically. They're coming politically. Did you not just see, what was it, about 4 days ago, China bought up almost all of Canada's domestic properties? Do you see how China is buying up America's industries and properties around the country? Nevertheless, they will come at a time that you thought not. And at the same time, she's preparing for war in Asia. At the same time, China is getting all of her fiscal matters in order so that she and Russia and the other BRIC nations and their associates can make a run on the dollar. As the gold is being transferred from west to east, as the gold and silver transfer, the power also transfers. You understand? And that's why America is fighting like hell to try to maintain her system of fraud. Her system of fraud. Her system of fraud.
Points to reality of any kind.
So you mentioned cashless society. Do you think at this point, since you're telling us that we're going to be crashing in a month, 2 months, or 3 months down the line here, and we know they're pushing negative interest rates because we know Europe is a negative, Japan is a negative, except for the United States, where the Fed decided to increase the interest rates by 25 basis points, but now they're talking about negative interest rates. But we see that Larry Summers, Draghi, they're talking about getting rid of cash at this point. Is this why they're going down this path? Are they very nervous and they want to speed this up because what is about to happen here and out in Europe where the whole thing starts to fall apart and they want to keep all the currency in the banks?
There's a number of motivations for the war on cash. Yes, part of it is security. They looked at what happened in Greece, and as soon as the Greece people saw what was being done to them, they ran to their banks, and then they were told they couldn't get their money. Well, of course, that obviously creates a lot of anger and unrest. Well, if you simply create a system where nobody's ever allowed to pull out their money, you solve that problem. But the other side of the coin, of course, is when you talk about negative interest rates. And, I mean, the first point to realize, and just we back up here, is that a 0% interest rate is by definition fraud. If you were to ever engage in any so-called 0% loans, quote-unquote, in your own personal affairs, and then you report those transactions to the IRS, in a matter of days, you'll get a notice back from them telling you that your so-called 0% loans are sham transactions, that they will be deemed to be what they actually are, gifts. So when the U.S. has had this so-called 0% interest rate at the Fed for all these years, this was by definition fraud. And what, of course, the Fed was doing was simply giving free money to Wall Street by the trillions. More fraud. Now we're going to negative interest rates. And negative interest rates are an order of magnitude more fraudulent because, of course, it's based on the premise of borrowers stealing from lenders. Negative interest rates are open criminality. A 0% interest rate is slightly disguised fraud. Negative interest rates are open stealing. So borrowers are going to steal from lenders, and then our criminal governments are going to force us to put everything into the banks so that we're essentially being held down for this financial rape by the bankers. It is fascism at one of its most extreme manifestations.
Fascism, rape. He used some very strong and provocative words for the system. It is a parasitic system by creation, as we keep telling you this. And it will do what it does. So long as the system raped us, it was okay. But it ran out of people to rape, so now it's raping the people whom the system was made to enrich, and they cannot stand that. And this system is a system of fraud. Isn't that something? It's a system of fraud. I want, because this is so important, I want to replay this clip again. I want you to listen to what he's saying about this. Because sometimes, brother, we listen to something. Sometimes we listen to something. But we miss certain words. And these words that we miss could mean night or day or right or wrong or life or death. And he's trying to convey the viciousness of the system. Listen closely, black man and black woman. It's only 2 minutes. So I just got to let you listen to this again.
Point to reality of any kind.
So you mentioned cashless society. Do you think at this point, since you're telling us that we're going to be crashing in a month, 2 months, or 3 months down the line here, and we know they're pushing negative interest rates because we know Europe is a negative, Japan is a negative, except for the United States, where the Fed decided to increase the interest rates by 25 basis points. But now they're talking about negative interest rates. But we see that Larry Summers, Draghi, they're talking about getting rid of cash at this point. Is this why they're going down this path? Are they very nervous and they want to speed this up because what is about to happen here and out in Europe where the whole thing starts to fall apart and they want to keep all the currency in the banks?
There's a number of motivations for the war on cash. Yes, part of it is security. They looked at what happened in Greece, and as soon as the Greece people saw what was being done to them, they ran to their banks, and then they were told they couldn't get their money. Well, of course, that obviously creates a lot of anger and unrest. Well, if you simply create a system where nobody's ever allowed to pull out their money, you solve that problem. But the other side of the coin, of course, is when you talk about negative interest rates. And, I mean, the first point to realize, and just we back up here, is that a 0% interest rate is by definition fraud. If you were to ever engage in any so-called 0% loans, quote-unquote, in your own personal affairs, and then you report those transactions to the IRS, in a matter of days, you'll get a notice back from them telling you that your so-called 0% loans are sham transactions, that they will be deemed to be what they actually are, gifts. So when the U.S. has had this so-called 0% interest rate at the Fed for all these years, this was by definition fraud. And what, of course, Fed was doing was simply giving free money to Wall Street by the trillions. More fraud. Now we're going to negative interest rates. And negative interest rates are an order of magnitude more fraudulent because, of course, it's based on the premise of borrowers stealing from lenders. Negative interest rates are open criminality. A 0% interest rate is slightly disguised fraud. Negative interest rates are open stealing. So borrowers are going to steal from lenders, and then our criminal governments are going to force us to put everything into the banks so that we're essentially being held down for this financial rape by the bankers. It is fascism at one of its most extreme manifestations.
Fascism. Now, this is for somebody to throw this around. This is a heavy thing to do. And he talks about fraud, fascism, and criminality. Well, we'll address two of those words. We already know fascism is when corporate policies meet state policies to the detriment of the people. Well, Black America has been in a state of fascism ruled by America since we were dragged and forced here to do labor against our own will. So we've already experienced fascism. We've experienced the fraud. We've experienced the criminality. But first, let us get to the meaning of these words, and then we got to go to the Bible real quick, and we'll see what they said about this, especially about the people who were raped, robbed, and misused, and the government, what the government would do, and why God would come and take the gold and silver from the people. Because it's in the Bible. But we're going to go to the dictionary first. The word criminality means the quality or state of being a criminal. Criminal activity. So he just described America and the American financial and the global financial system. Criminality. That's what he says. And he said that it is nothing but fraud. The word fraud means the crime of using dishonest methods to take something valuable from another person. A person who pretends to be what he or she is not in order to trick the people. We have a lot of people perpetrating the fraud today. Listen to what he says. A copy of something that is meant to look like the real thing in order to trick people. So that's why I keep telling you that these people with these Muslim garments on and bow ties and screaming Elijah Muhammad, a lot of them don't know their head from their tail. They are representing and perpetrating a fraud, just like the criminal enterprise of America and the Caucasian globally has been doing and has done for centuries. You see the connection? Well, let us go over here to the Bible. We're going to go to the fifth book of James. And remember, we read this book. Remember that word, those two words, criminality and fraud, especially fraud, okay? And we'll go to chapter 5. And this is, we're going to read just the first few, 4 or 5 verses of this chapter. And I want you to listen, as this message is represented to be a warning to the rich people who are greedy and who have perpetrated fraud and who have held back God's people and has used their labor to enrich themselves. God would use the stuff that they like, the gold and the silver, against them. This is your fifth book of James. Listen, because it was all done in fraud. Remember that word, fraud. Go to now, ye rich men. Weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. It didn't say go and howl, ye poor men. You middle-class men, go to now, ye rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted. Uh-oh, that criminality plays a part in that, right? Your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver is cankered. And the rust of them shall be a witness against you and shall eat your flesh as it were fire. Ye have heaped treasure together for the last days. Listen to what he says here. This is the kicker in the head. Behold, means stop looking, listen. The hire of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, talking about our forefathers and parents, who reaped down the fields of America from sunup to sundown and received nothing in payment but a hard time, brutality and murder. book goes further and says, behold, the hire of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud. What is that talking about? All of the labor that we put into America, the riches, the booty, the bounty, was kept back from us through deceit, through criminality, through fraud, and enriched them and maintained these people while we were just stuck in the miry clay of this civilization. You see? And the book says, and the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabbath. Ye have lived in pleasure on the earth and been wanton. Ye have nourished your heart as in a day of slaughter. Ye have condemned and killed the just, and he doeth not resist. Then God gives you something. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and have long patience for it until he receive the early and latter rain. Be ye also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. This is the Bible opened up. This is the Quran opened up. This is real life prophecy in motion. America's in trouble. She still refuses to give you justice. She still refuses to divide the land up equally with you. She still refuses to give you your own portion of this nation and help to maintain it for 20 to 25 years. She still, these are the stipulations that God offered to her. And without performing these stipulations, she is in breach of a divine contract. Therefore, divine destruction and judgment must come to her. And no leader, no so-called Negro can speed up judgment or time or slow it down for her. America must receive what she has given. And God must be a man of his word and bring about what he has promised. America's last dance before midnight. The lines are opening up for y'all. We have about 8 minutes. If you have something to say, please raise your hands real quick. I'm going to try to get y'all before we go off the air. And what your brother is trying to do to you is trying to show you that when you read the scripture, these are not just pages. The scriptures mean a part of something else. So you read the Bible and the Quran, this is not the end all. These are scriptures taken from a bigger part of something. This is the history that was written by the scientists of God. And these things must take place and are taking place and will take place. And there's nothing you can do crying, lamenting, falling out, rolling, skipping, spitting, hopping or jumping to stop it. That's why I often say, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart, this is a very beautiful time to be a true follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Scriptures illuminated. Let's go to the phone lines. 314, you're on the Star and Crescent Report with your cyberspace family. I say unto you, my brother Mikhail, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, brother. How you doing today?
Brother, I'm doing fine. How about yourself, my good brother?
Fine by Allah's grace, brother. Just a quick question. I had a good brother ask me, well, what is your solution, being that you see these things that are going on in America and around the world, all the events, the economy, the wars, et cetera, and understanding that we're in the day of judgment according to the messenger's teaching. So what do you see as the solution for our people, brothers and sisters, that may want to know?
Okay. Thank you, brother. That's a good question. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum,
yes,
brother.
Yes, sir. Walaikum salam.
All right. What is the solution? We see all of the wars, the judgment, the famine, the solution. What is the solution? That's our problem right there. That's our problem right there. Solution. We want to ask each other. I'm not talking about you, but I know you were asking for other people. What is our solution? The solution is not from Rashid Muhammad. Elijah Muhammad lays it out in Message to the Black Man. He says, the solution to our problem is divine. Yes, we are divine by nature, but we are wrong by circumstances, and our thinking is not 100% clear as we are under the burden of Yaakov. Therefore, we must wait on a God who is perfected in all of his work to do what he said he was going to do. So what should I offer to the people? Nothing that can lead them to prosperity. I can only direct you into the path of Elijah Muhammad, for the solution is divine, and God has already worked it out. The thing that we must do is study. Be the best person or people that we can be. Be righteous if you're in a room by yourself, or if you're in a room with 100 million people. Be righteous, think righteous, speak righteous, because even though you're in the midst of them, you're separated from them. Because they have thoughts other than God. And if they have thoughts other than God in a time of God, God is going to remove all of that out of our way. So you be righteous. You do all that you can according to what you can do. And accept the limitations on you as it is. And rely on God to fulfill that which he promised that he would fulfill. That is the solution. We get up in arms, we get anxious. Because we feel or we think that we can do X, Y, or we should do. I say, everybody calm down. The judgment was planned before you came here. And it'll be here even after you gone. If he sees fit. And what he's doing, for people that don't understand this, what I'm trying to show you is this. Muhammad said that there is no plot of land, no cave, no underground facility, no spaceship, no space station that will protect you from God in the day of God. Muhammad teaches us that the only protection and safety zone that you have is in the bosom of your Lord. He says, I'm following close to my God for protection. How do we get out of here? It's in the theology of time. Go read it. Go listen to it. He said, how do we get out of here? I'm following close to my God, so you have to follow close to me. That's the way to do it. The solution is divine. It's a beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Let's go to the phone lines again. 310. Brother Rashid, As-salamu alaykum, brother.
Walid Islam, brother, you mean to tell me if we go to Mars, we can't escape the judgment of Allah?
Brother, you can go to Mars and Pluto and everywhere else.
But wait a minute, we got a plan to build a city in the sky on Venus. Can't that escape?
Wouldn't that make God less than all powerful if they could escape by going somewhere else?
Wait a minute, brother. I got another one for you. They built a spaceship that went to Pluto. Maybe we can go to Pluto.
What did the messenger say? He said, we're not living in national change. We're not living in hemispheric change. We're not just living in global change. We're living in a time of universal change.
You're right about that.
So everything, it can be Pluto. It can be out there past Pluto. If it's in the universe, it is under change.
So, in other words, what you're saying is, as the messenger say, the best place to be is to be with your Lord and Mom.
Man, what you talking about? There can't be no better safety zone than this.
You're right about that, Black. Salam alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, my brother. Brothers and sisters, see, oftentimes we get overworked. Because we see all these things, and rightfully so, sometimes we get anxious because we're not firmly gripped to what the messenger say. A lot of us, we do this out of, and this is no knock to anyone, out of ignorance. I didn't say stupidity. I said ignorance, so it's not an insult to you. So out of ignorance, sometimes we do things that is a detriment to ourselves, believing that we're doing it for the security of ourselves. Muhammad constantly, throughout all of his writings and teachings, he continually told us that the solution to our problem is divine. He told us that, yes, we are gods, but you're not the God that God wants to make you become. And till he removes the crud of this civilization out of your heart and out of your mind. And then when he does that and removes you from in America and place you back into your own land, you will then grow into that God that God intends for you to be. So until that time, be patient. Wait on the God to work his wonderful, wonderful, wonderful plan. And if you do that, in the end, you will stand tall and you will be victorious. Brothers and sisters, with an undying love and passion for the upliftment, liberation, and redemption of 68 million of our kind here in America first, and then the billions around the world, know that your little brother loves you, but always remember this, Allah, his messenger, and the mighty, mighty nation of Islam, under the teachings of Elijah Muhammad, loves you best. Brothers and sisters, stay strong, stay aware, and remember that God always knows best. Just have patience with him to work his work. All right? I'll see you on the next episode. I love you.
For information on our next show, please visit trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com and click on the Blog Talk Radio button. Until we converse again, always remember, no matter how low society may have rendered you, the wisdom of the one true God will lift you on high. May God bless and keep you. The Star and Crescent Report was created and directed by Rashid Muhammad, produced by Nicole Muhammad, and hosted by Rashid Hiram, 1555 Muhammad. Have a blessed day.
That I like the moon I miss. Day to day the roles we play.
The cool thing about turning 13 is watching PG-13 movies with the new contour from Cox. I can search by movie quote.
I am Batman.
Except I can't go out past 9:30. By genre, chick flicks. What? They're educational. I can even search by title, Independence Day. That thing's older than I am. Is that a chest hair? No, just an eyelash.
The new contour, TV reinvented just for you. Click the banner to learn more.